All right, welcome to Click Clack Radio, episode 7. We had Mia Song on the air with us.
Yeah, all the way from Hawaii.
Yeah, Mia is a Kanami Osei tribe member. She's been on the team for about a year and a half. She's also part of Find Your Wings team, run by Christian Einetter. And yeah, just all around awesome, awesome girl.
Great person, yeah.
Yeah. What's up, Mia?
What's up?
All right, so our first question is, when and how did you get into Kanama?
So I think I was about like in the 7th grade, and I went to the mall one day and I saw that there's like kendamas in the store. So I tried out like the demo one and I couldn't get the big hook, so I was like really embarrassed. So I like bought one for myself so I could like practice by myself. And I ended up, you know, being able to do like big cup and base cup, like, you know, back and forth. And then I kind of like took a break, and then I started playing again, like when everybody started like having one in school and stuff.
So you and Haley met at a certain event. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, we met at Yodama. So tell us about kind of like how those events started and how everybody in Hawaii got super into kendama, because it blew up there.
So because Hawaii is like a pretty small island, I guess you could say, like a lot, like it started going to schools and like kids would just play against each other, and I guess it just grew from there. So yeah, me and Haley met at like Yodama 2, and she was playing a game of Ken with somebody, and when they ended, I asked if I could play her a game of Ken, and she ended up winning, so yeah.
But barely. You almost kicked my ass. Yeah, no, that was awesome. So Kanami Osei went out to Hawaii twice in 2014 for Yodama 1 and then Yodama 2, and that was definitely like the biggest scene I think I've ever seen pop up in anywhere, because there was literally thousands of people that would come to the mall. And Mia at the time was like one of the only like young girls that was playing too. So, and around that time also, we were just starting to create the tribe team for Kendami Osei. And after we played that game of Ken, I was just like, Mia needs to be on tribe. And then after that trip, went back and wrote you and obviously said yes. So yeah, it was awesome.
So how has Dama changed in Hawaii since you met Haley, or, you know, since...
When I first met Haley, like, Yodama 1, like, I couldn't even meet Haley because the mall is just so packed. But Yodama 2, it started, like, to gradually, like, I guess, die, I guess you could say. Like, the scene here is, like, really small now.
Mm-hmm. So how many people play there, you think, or who are the major players there?
So the major players here, like, that I jam with would be Stefan, Ocean, Liloa, Bryson, Terrence, Johnny, and maybe, like, some other people who are, like, unsponsored and stuff, but those are, like, the main people I usually jam with.
Johnny Thunder?
No, Johnny Crest.
Oh, okay. Cool, cool.
Just a second, my mom's calling me. How do I say no? Mom, no. We'll just let it ring out. Hold on.
Oh, we're keeping that on the audio.
Okay, I think we're good. We can go back. All right, so I know you were involved with the HNL kendama scene, and if I'm correct, it was a kendama shop in Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
Does that still exist?
They recently closed down, so it no longer exists anymore, but yeah.
Aw. Do you think Hawaii has the potential for kendama to get really big again?
Definitely. Like, I see some kids around school, like, that have them. So I think there's potential there.
Yeah, for sure.
How do you think kendama spreads within the community? Because I think, like, Hawaii is an example of how it kind of became super huge and then kind of died off. How do you think that happens and why?
Well, I think Hawaii was a super big scene because, again, we're, like, a small island. And I feel like kids are, like, pretty competitive people. So I feel like that brings an element to kendama that, like, interested them. And, yeah, I feel like that's why Hawaii is, like, a super big scene here.
Do you think any of it had to do with, like, the Japanese influence, since you guys are so close, like, geographically?
Definitely cultural influence, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I just remember how crazy it was there and how big it was, and I hope that there is the potential for it to grow again, because it was really fun going there and going to those events. There was just so much good energy, and it was awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy how much it died down, but yeah.
So, okay, I kind of want to talk about, like, your style in Kendama and, like, what inspires your tricks and what kind of tricks do you like to do?
I don't, like, I try to do tricks that people haven't done before. Like, it's kind of hard now because a lot of tricks have been done, but I definitely try to put my own style into tricks that I do. Like, I don't really try to go for, like, basic tricks, like, you know, a bunch of juggles and taps and stuff. Mm-hmm. I like to switch it up.
Yeah, that's good.
So you are an artist. What are your mediums and, like, what inspires your art as a whole?
I like mixed media. I really, like, try anything. Or, yeah, so, like, color pencil, watercolor, acrylic, oil. I really try to, like, mess with anything I can get my hands on. But what inspires my art would probably have to be, like, honestly, people or things that I see that just, like, interest me.
Yeah. Okay. And something you're kind of known for at the time is drawing strawberries on people's kendamas near the base cup, and we want to know why. Why the strawberries?
Okay. I specifically put the strawberry under the small cup so you could track your taps and J-sticks and flips and stuff. And I like strawberries because they're, like, naturally aesthetically pleasing. Like, there's, like, naturally, like, contrasting colors, you know, the red and green.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just, like, cute, so yeah.
And they taste really good too.
Okay. Yeah,
I mean, yeah, strawberries are good.
For any of the listeners, if you haven't met Mia and you haven't seen her at a kendama event, if you don't get a strawberry on your kendama, you messed up. Get a strawberry. It's legendary. All right, so also with your art, do you have, like, a favorite, like, color or color scheme that you like to use, or, like, something that inspires you?
I definitely like to use primary colors, like, strictly primary colors sometimes. Just red, yellow, blue, maybe some, like, black and white, like, monochromatic color schemes. Those are, like, my main.
For sure.
Why do you think that those colors, like, stick out to you?
Well, it's, like, the basis of all colors, and I like how minimalistic and simplistic it looks and how it can be, like, seen.
Yeah, for sure.
It's cool because, like, Haley, you'd also do art and you paint and stuff, and
mm-hmm.
you like minimalism and kind of, like, keeping a certain color scheme.
I think, like, Mia and I's art is, like, it's in a way, like, minimalistic. Like, it's the same, but we are very different. Like, whenever mm-hmm. I paint anything, it's, like, very vibrant and, like, very colorful, and so... I don't know, it's kind of cool, but definitely, I mean, like, yeah, like, with art, like, you stick to the primaries no matter what you're doing. Like, everything is based off of that, so.
So, kind of going back, how, Haley, this is a question for you.
Uh-huh.
How did, like, what was your inspiration to pick Mia?
My inspiration to pick Mia for Tribe was, I think, first of all, it was perfect timing going to Hawaii as, like, Tribe was just being created, and I knew, like, as the one female on Kendama USA, I was like, it's like my duty to, like, find a young girl who's killing it and, like, who needs to be represented. And Mia was just kind of the first, like, person who I just, like, crossed paths with, you know? Like, when I met Mia, she was just, like, she obviously killed it at Kendama, was, like, crushing, like, all the, you know, young guys in Ken, and, like, and she was just cool. Like, whenever I was with Mia, it was just, like, good energy, good vibes, like, really awesome, mature, young girl, and you just, like, Mia, you fit perfectly, and you were the first person I texted, and you were the first person that I even thought of for it. Like, nobody else even crossed my mind, so yeah,
it's a good fit.
Yeah, you fit the team really well.
I'm honored.
So when you finish high school, so what year are you right now?
I'm in my junior year, so I'm gonna be year of 2018.
Okay. And what are your plans afterward? Do you want to go to art school or pursue kendama or what?
I'm definitely still going to be playing kendama. Like, I don't really see myself stopping for, like, an extremely, like, long time. And I definitely do want to go to art school. I'm just not really sure where I want to go yet.
Yeah. Do you think that you'll try and, like, pursue something with both kendama and art? And, like, if you were to do that, what would it be, you think?
I definitely like to create like graphics for like companies or like even for Konami USA, like shirts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Even like designing colorways for Kendamas, I think would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I could combine Kendama and art together, that'd be really sick.
Yeah. Okay, if you were to design a Kendama t-shirt today, what would it be? What would it look like?
Wow, that's super hard. definitely something long sleeve because there's not a lot of long sleeve Kendama shirts.
What would be the what would be the color?
I was thinking primary colors because yeah.
Would it be a strawberry?
Like, oh god. Sure, why not just put a strawberry on a shirt, you know?
That's all you need.
Yeah. All you need. I don't know, it's a really hard question. Never really thought about that before, but
yeah.
So recently you were announced on the Wings team. Can you tell us about that and like what that means and for those who don't know what that is?
So the Wings team is a team created by Christian Ionetter and his friend. And he basically chose people within the community that like have their own style and speeds and like influence the community with like how they play and how they represent Kendama. And yeah.
Yeah, so I guess this may be a hard question for you to answer, but, like, why do you think you were chosen for that?
Well, I originally was, like, not on, like, Christian's original, like, I guess, like, set team. So I was, like, a very late addition to the team. And I think he just really wanted a female on the team, too, like, just to represent with the Wings team. And, I mean, I feel like all people are unique and, like, I feel like I definitely have my own style and that it matches, like, his aesthetic for the Wings team.
Mm-hmm. Do you think your art has helped influence, like, you getting where you are and, like, being affiliated with that?
Definitely. Like, I feel like Kendama is an art form in a sense. Like, it's about creating and communicating and, yeah, definitely.
So kind of going off of that, why do you think it's important for girls / women to be represented in Kendama as a whole?
So because Kendama is known to be more of like a male-dominated like sport, you could say, I feel like within anything really, like women should be represented, like different genders and different types of people should be represented in Kendama, especially females, because it just adds diversity.
For sure.
Yeah. And I think, like, going off of that, when people are first getting into Kendama, like, especially younger people, it just helps to have, like people to look up to, like, role models that are, like, either women or whoever they are, like, somebody that's not just, like, your stereotypical, like, young boy, you mm-hmm. know? And not that that's a bad thing, because there's plenty of, like, young guys that you should look up to because they're killing it and are awesome at Kendama, but I think it is important to, like, be represented as a woman, and that's cool that like Christian wanted you to be on the Wings team, and you know Konami USA, like Yumi and Emmy are holding it down, so
definitely. Yes. Going off of that, because I was like there wasn't a lot of girls playing in Hawaii, like seeing Haley definitely like gave me reassurance that it was okay for me to be a girl and just play Konami, like it didn't really matter, so yeah.
Oh, yeah, that like, makes me happy to hear.
Yeah, for sure. Like Haley and I just started rollerblading, uh-huh. and like
yeah,
and like doing it alone is one thing. It's intimidating and scary, but like having a friend that is like you, that is like you know not as like represented. Like we can do it together and we feel empowered.
And we just started like following a bunch of like girl rollerbladers on Instagram,
and it really helps to have that empowerment.
Yeah, and like
and is definitely willing to like. Eat shit with each other.
Yeah,
exactly. And like even though you may not know this or not, like you are a role model for like young women in Kendama, and I think it's important, and I think you know your talent and your art and like your personality and your individuality is a huge inspiration for young girls, so you're crushing it, Mia.
Crushing it.
Dope.
And you're the first girl we've had on Click Clack, so
yeah, you're a pioneer.
Okay. So you've been on Kendama USA for, let's see, like 2 years?
I'd say like I'd say like a year and a half, yeah.
Okay, since your like announcement video, how mm-hmm. has Kendama and like your life changed since being on Kendama USA?
It definitely made me a more like self-confident person. Also made me like motivate myself to like try new things. And also like just be more open-minded about people and other hobbies that they like to pursue.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and that's like something that I'm really proud of like the Kendama USA team is that all of us on there, we play Kendama and like love it and are passionate about it, but I think like almost all of us have another hobby that we're also very passionate about, or multiple hobbies. And so I think that that's cool, you know, like you have your art and you have, you know, like the Wings team, even though it's Kendama affiliated, like it's unique. And you know, like definitely. Everyone else on the team, like we're all doing something else too.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Kendama inspires like a lot of other things
mm-hmm.
that may or not be there. It inspires art and many art forms.
Yeah.
That was redundant.
Yeah. And we kind of talked about this in our last episode with Turner and Dave, but like how Kendama translates over to other things in your life that you may not even like realize, but the skills that you learn through Kendama like definitely transfer over. So do you see that that's been like a reality for you, is like things that you've learned in Kendama have transferred over to other stuff that you do?
Yeah, definitely. Like even self-motivation is like a huge one I've learned from Kendama.
Mm-hmm.
Or like even if like a cup is falling off a table, I could just like grab it, you know, like
yeah. Reflexes are on point now.
Yeah.
So Josh Grove, he helped co-host the last one since Molly wasn't able to, but he mm-hmm. always asks this question to people, and I think it's a really important question, but how do you think Kendama can change the world?
I feel like a lot of people in the Kendama community are like usually pretty friendly and open-minded people, and I feel like we definitely need more of that in the world. And like it's about, Kendama is like about positivity, like everybody's just pushing each other to like, you know, hit a trick or just be more friendly and nice to people, and also just being more like self-confident. I feel like that could definitely impact the world.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, I think like if anything, Kendama, because I actually went to a jam in Portland, or Dave and I had our event in Portland, and a little kid, he was like 10 years old and he was so cute, and he came up to me and he's like, why do you like Kendama, Haley? Like, why do you love it? And I mean, I pretty much had the same answer as you, is it, you know, it brings people together. It like helps yeah. you like learn to accept and like love other people and like be more open-minded about like welcoming people in and being more social. So what about you, Molly? How do you think Kendama can change the world?
Similar way. People that play Kendama tend to be just great and kind and impatient people, and I think that that in and of itself can spread, and I think that the empowering aspect is important too.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Who are the blueberries?
Blueberries?
Who are the blueberries?
Okay, so rewinding to strawberries.
Okay.
You've also drawn blueberries. Who's gotten them?
Okay, so Josh wanted to be, you know, like a trendsetter, you know. He's like, I don't want a strawberry like everybody else. I just want a blueberry. And it matches Jake Fisher Promod. So there we go.
So he actually brought that Kendama down when he came from Portland. And mm-hmm. It's on there, but it is so faded.
It's just fucked. Yeah,
it's barely there. So you're going to have to redo it for him. But
yeah, definitely.
And like, who are the strawberries?
Huh?
Can she list the strawberries too?
Yeah.
Yeah, list who are the strawberries?
Oh, I don't even think you could even list the strawberries, could you?
Like the people that have it on their dollar?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many now.
I know. There's like a bunch of kids that I gave it, like, drew on for. I have like, Bonds has one. Haley definitely has one.
Oh, yeah.
Ben has one. The Gallagher twins have one. Rolf. No, never mind. Rolf doesn't have one. Wyatt has one. All the CSTKA boys that came to Sakura have one.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Okay, pretty much all the pros that were at Sakura have one.
Yeah.
So you could, like, draw them in your sleep, essentially.
There was a time when we were at Sakura, and we were, like, doing an assembly line. Like, Mia would outline them. I'd color them in. She'd draw the dots.
Start charging for them.
She did. Tell us about your business. Oh, yeah, you created.
Okay. there's like a bunch of kids soccer that wanted one, and I was like, okay, so if you do a whirlwind first try, then I'll do it for free. But if you miss, then you have to give me $1.
Oh,
and
nice.
So yeah.
That's smart business
plan. Your husband, you know?
Yeah.
I like it.
The grind never stopped.
Okay, let's also talk about the events that you've been to since you've been on Kendama USA. So,
okay.
You've been to MKO, you've been to Sakura Classic. What else have you been to?
NKR, and yep. That's pretty much it.
All right, so out of those three, NKR, MKO, and Sakura Classic, which one was your favorite and why?
I'll have to say, okay, Sakura is always cool because the pros are just, like, all in one spot, and, like, you can just see the kids, like, battle out against each other, and it's just, like, really low-key and chill, but I feel like MKO is, like, one of my favorite events ever.
Yeah, why?
Like, a lot of the team members that aren't able to go to events usually go to MKO, and there's, like, a bunch of other, like, everybody's just, like, in the hotel, like, chilling in the lobby and, like, talking to each other, and I feel like the competition definitely brings other players together, too.
Mm-hmm. Is that your favorite style of competition, like the one versus one?
Yeah, open division has to be my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can agree with that, actually. Speed ladders stress me out.
Yeah. Like, speed ladders are like, what the fuck? And then, like, KWC style is, like, really stressful.
Uh-huh. I like the way that they, like, I feel like for that contest, with how many people are there, you have to do it that way, you know, in order to, like, cycle through all the people. But you could practice for, like, months on end and then get there and you have 3 minutes and just like completely botch it.
Yeah.
So okay, you haven't been to Japan yet. If you were to go to Japan, what contest do you think you would want to go for?
Definitely Catch and Flow. Mm-hmm. Or just like another really like chill, low-key comp. KWC definitely isn't my type of thing.
Yeah.
But I would definitely want to go to KWC, like, just for the experience. But comp-wise, I feel like Catch and Flow is way more cool.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely much more your style, I think, too.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So, thank you, Mia, for coming in for this little phone call interview.
Yeah, all the way from Hawaii.
Yep. All right.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Follow Mia on Instagram. We'll tag her in our description below. We'll tag her videos, check her out, because Mia's awesome and she kills it and holds it down for all the ladies.
Dream about some strawberries.
Yeah, get your strawberries. All right, thanks, Mia.
Thanks, Mia.
We'll all talk right. to you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, thank you for the interview, Mia. Get stoked to hear it. And also, we want to give some shout-outs right now to Jesse Williams, who helped us with some new logos and graphics for Click Clack Radio, and Jack Baker from Freewheelin' Films for helping produce our episodes, and Kendama USA for sponsoring.
Don't forget that code on Click Clack.
Yeah, you guys can go to the Kendama USA website and use the code Click Clack to get 10% off your order. So go do it. Support Kendama, support Kendama USA, and
it doesn't expire.
It doesn't expire ever. It's the best part. So, yeah, thanks for listening to Click Clack and subscribe to our channel.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye. Wakey way.
Bye, baby. Do you have anything else, Mia? I mean, we're like almost 30 minutes in.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not related to Clip Clack, but yeah, I really want to go to that freaking Mac DeMarco concert. Let's go.
You need to come up for it. His new album's so good.
I know, it's so good, man. I cry every time.